is his trip, man. Okay, we continue, gentlemen. We're in the 18th chapter of Tumas Ameis. We're in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're not at this picture. This picture is coming up.
Oh.
Coming up. And again, I don't know why. It's sort of Rambam splits it up over here. Ah, come on. Let's get this. Okay, so we're in about 1, 2, 3 lines or so into it. In your version, it's Dalet 2. Okay, we're going to talk about big boxes. Okay, so it says Migdol, a big box, Habah Bemida, that has a very large measurement. We've used this term before, meaning it can hold up to 40 saw of water in it, if we put water in it. So it's very big. It's not considered a kli. It's not makabel tuma, and it will cause a barrier between tuma because it's so large. It's like a really huge piece of furniture. So it's a big, big box. It could be a dresser, a closet, something like that. Okay, habavia shehu omed besoch haPesach. It's for whatever reason. I don't know why they put it. They put it right smack in the middle of the doorway. Okay, and I don't know why they don't give you the picture here. It would be very helpful if they give you a picture in the next halacha. But anyway, and now what about the door? V'niftach l'chutz. And the door to open up this, what do you want to call it? Not a bump. What would be a piece of furniture where you have, keep your clothes in?
Armoire?
A big armoire, something like that.
Chest of drawers.
Whatever. So the door opens outside. So imagine, let's say there's the door, right? Now I got let's say this thing here was right in the door, okay, and it's stuck a little bit in, a little bit out, okay, so it's blocking the door, and the door to get it, yeah, this big thing, imagine this whole big thing is flipped around the other direction right inside the door post area,
yeah.
Some in the house, some out of the house,
yeah.
And the doors are facing, opening out of the house,
right.
Okay, so we got the picture in our mind now. Okay, v'niftach l'chutz. Now, tuma b'socho. What if there's tuma inside of this large box? Even if, let's say, the tuma is actually inside the limits of the house, but it's inside this huge box over there.
Tower.
Habayis tor, the house is tor. Even though that part is in the house, because such a large item is not considered a kli. It's not makabel tuma, and it breaks up the tuma.
Right.
Okay. On the other hand, that's if tuma besocho, tuma babayis. But what if the tuma's in the house? Very fascinating. Masha besocho tame. What is inside the box? Any kalim that's in the box will now become tame. You're looking. What?
Really?
What happened? How did that happen? Because remember, we had a rule of sofo tuma latzes. If let's say there's tuma in a house, but there's only one way for the tuma to go out.
Out that
there's
door.
A corpse and only go out. So it's like the door's open, right? So even though this item is blocking the door, but eventually this tuma's got to go out of the house.
You go around it?
No, there's only one exit. We're speaking in such a case. There's only one exit. Shrei pasuach pesoch haPesach. Because this big item is opened up inside that door, the tumah is going to go through there. The derech ha-tumah lo tzeis, and that's the way for the tumah to go out. The ein dark likonis, and tumah does not go in, but rather it goes out. Therefore, it will be matama anything that is in that box, right? Because that's the, now if there was another exit and you wouldn't go out through that, then certainly the tuma would be.
But does the box fill the whole space of the door?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. So the tuma's got to go out somehow.
Right.
Whatever's going to happen, somehow it's got to go out, and you're going to have to move it or whatever. Okay. Now the next picture. There seems to be a machlokus in the commentaries how to learn it. My commentary of the Rambam La'am, it makes it very difficult to understand it. While this picture from our program here makes it easy to understand. So, it's first sight friend of the Rambam La'am, and I just couldn't visualize it. So here we have the story over here. here again, a similar type of story, so to speak. You got this big box. Again, it's a
filing cabinet.
It's a 3D. Pretend it's closed on all sides, but they're just giving you the cutout view. But imagine it's inside. It's blocking up the thing, and now you've got a drawer that opens up into the house, the inside part of the house. Okay, pretty much. So that's what it means. Hoya muchni. So there's different translations of muchni, but here we're going to translate as a drawer.
Yeah.
There's a drawer, shalo, meshuchalach, protruding backwards, exactly like this picture. So to my left is out of the house,
yeah,
and to the right, it's going into the house.
Yeah.
Let's add one more thing. And also, we're talking about the drawer cannot be removed. So therefore, it's considered one complete piece together with this big box. Okay, that's the condition over here. Okay, the yotzeis, and now it goes out right now as it's been opened up. Could go more, but it didn't open up more. It's going into the house, pachas mi tefach, less than a tefach. So it's not creating that tefach opening underneath it. So just slightly ajar. Okay, and I spoke it already. Ve'ena nishmetas, and it's not detaching from the main box. So therefore, it's considered completely connected. It's not considered a kli within the box, but it's considered part of the box, and just extending out a bit. Okay, now it gets interesting now.
So as far as the tuma goes, why would that matter if it's separate or not?
Because it would be its own kli.
Yeah.
Be its own kli within the box. Here we're saying it's part of the box. That's not makabel the tumah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's considered whatever is going to be the box. It's an extension of the box. Now remember, it didn't go out even a tefach. It's not even going out a tefach. That's important. V'tumah shum besocho keneged hakoros. And there's tumah in that drawer, and it's facing up to the ceiling. So imagine, in this picture, the drawer's out. It's not out of tefach. It's not out of tefach. And there's a little corpse stuff on the bottom of that drawer. So he is saying that the house is going to be tor.
Really?
So you're going to see, well, what's going on over here? Sha'af al pi shehi yotz'ah. Even though the drawer is going protruding into the house, and eina nishmetas, and it's not separated from the drawer, okay? The eina yotzeis tefach, and it's not going out of tefach. And therefore, what's the golden rule we've had many times?
Blocks it.
If you've got tumah in an area and the opening is less than a tefach, it blocks it.
Right.
Doesn't go through unless there's a tefach. So therefore, the item is just sitting right in that box. That's it. And therefore, it's even though the little part that's open and straight up to the ceiling, and there's the tumah right in that part of the box that's in there, it can't go through. Why? Because it's considered part of the bigger box. And the bigger box is considered its own large item. It's not a kli to be makabel tumah. It will create an ohel within this if there's anything else in that drawer. It will be tameh because the tumah is being kept in there, but we're not talking about anything
else. Even in the whole box.
Well, maybe. It's the way it's constructed, could very well be. But it doesn't go out because it's not a tefach. Right? However, v'hu shiyeh ba tefach al rum tefach halol, but you have to have at least inside that drawer, it is a tefach inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Okay. Al rum tefach halol. Now, however, because then the tumah is not able to break out. In other words, it's got to be a tefach high. In other words, it didn't go out a tefach, but it's up a tefach. Mm-hmm. It's very important, because if it's up a tefach, then the tumah on the bottom, it's considered within the ohel,
yeah,
of the muchani, of the drawer.
Right.
To wit, and therefore, avol imein b'muchani chalal tefach. But if now you don't got a tefach from the top to the bottom, that's going to be tumah retzutza, squash tumah that just shoots right through.
Yeah.
All right, tumah retzutza b'socha b'ayis. Now it's squash tumah in the house. Va'abayis tameh, the house is tameh, because, remember we said, if there's tumah under anything, and there's no tefach, square tefach of airspace, all around and above, it's just like there's nothing there, and it goes right through. All right, and this is the part that's outside of the entire large box. So therefore, it doesn't have a tefach, it just goes right through.
When you buy it at IKEA, they tell you if it's a tefach or not.
That's right, exactly. Okay, that's all the pictures we're going to have for quite a while. Sorry. Now, on the other hand, we'll go to the next case. Hoya Hamigdal Omeid Besochavais. Now we're switching the scenario completely. The box is totally in the house. Everything's totally in the house. Vahatuma besocho, and the tuma is inside the box. O besochateva shalo, or in the drawer in there. Now he's not explaining exactly what's going. Let's say there's a small drawer inside the box. Afal pisha embi yitzia so poseach tefach, even though it doesn't open up a tefach. Habay is tamei, the house is tamei. And again, we're speaking in a case that there's no other exit but one exit out the door. And so for tumalotzes, we're speaking with an exit, so that tumah's got to get out. And if that's the only way for it to go out, so then it considers like it goes out. Okay, habay is tamei. That's if it's in there. On the other hand, tumah babayis, well, there's tumah in the house. Ooh. Okay, Masha Basokotar, whatever's in the box is tar, because that's Shaderach HaTumah Lotzeis, because it's a way for the Tumah to go out. Vein Tar Kalikonis, but not to go in, meaning the Tumah will just go around the box and go out the door and not through the box. If the Tumah's in the box, then it's got to go out the box, out the door. But since it's not in the box, so it just goes around it, and therefore it's not going to make it.
Another case where it was blocking the door.
But this is not where it's blocking.
Right, the middle of the river.
Right. Okay, moving on. Halacha, hey. It shouldn't be a hard halacha. Now we're going to position where this box could be. There's all kinds of positionings the box could be to the floor, to the walls, and to the ceiling. Okay, so let's see. Kalim, so you got this big box, okay, and it's going to be very close to certain walls or floors or ceilings. And in between that box, you got little utensils in between the box and the walls. So, Kalim Shebein HaMigdal Ubein Ha'aretz. Let's say you've got the box, the big box, there's a little space between it and the ground. So, it must be on some pegs or something, or let's say on some wheels. Okay,
there's a little space.
Airspace. Okay, and you got utensils underneath that. Okay, Shebein Milwer. Or Shebeino Ubein Akosel. Or it's next to a wall. So the big box is next to the wall. There's Kalim in between the box and the wall.
Not flush against
tight,
the wall.
No, it's tight space. Or Shebeino Ubein Akosel. Or between it and the ceiling, all the way on the top. And there's some tumah somewhere else in the house.
Not in the box.
You got a big room. Tumah's like smack in the middle of the room. And you got this box that's very close to the floor, or very close to the wall, or high, very close to the ceiling. And you got some utensils in any one of those three scenarios between the box and either the floor and or the wall or the ceiling. So now the question is, how much space is there between either the box to the floor, box to the wall, box to the ceiling? Now let's just imagine.
Sorry, is this to protect the utensils from becoming?
That's the issue here. So let's say, that this blue thing is the house. Okay? Blue thing is the house. And here's the box. Okay? And here is the tumah. Okay, imagine that the ceiling is just about this high. Okay, now this thing is just a little bit off the ground. So either you got a little kalim under here, or a little bit of kalim here, because here's the wall, a little kalim here right by the ceiling. And the tumah's here, so the tumah's flying around the room. Question is, the tumah going to get into this little nook and cranny in any one of these three spots?
Right.
Okay, to which the Rambam says, now we'll see, it depends. If you've got a space of a tefach between either the box or the floor or the wall or the ceiling. Okay, then what? That's no different than a window or anything, an opening. It just passes right because it's so big. It's like almost like a wall.
Right.
You understand? This is not like a just a little piece of furniture. This is a big thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like its own wall practically.
Yeah.
So what would it matter if I have regular walls or I constructed a little wall in front of those walls?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So therefore, if there is a tefach of space in any one of those three directions, then tmeim, then the utensils will be tummy, because the tumah can pass through, because there's a tefach. Vimla, but you don't have a tefach, it's like any other opening from the house that close it up. Shadaromes hakoros, you look at the walls or whatever, kilein yordos v'sosmos, it's like they go and close it. Less than a tefach, it's like either the wall is closing up to the box, or the ceiling is closing up to the box, or the floor is closing up to the box.
So you could build it that way to make it tumah proof.
If you're leaving things there, that could work out. Yep, exactly. All right, let's move on to halacha vav. Let's try another one now. Now that, so here we had where the kalim were in that area and the tuma was in the middle house. Now let's flip it around. Let's say the tuma is under. Instead of kalim, let's just put tuma over there. Or between the box and the walls. The ceiling. Or between the box and the wall. Now the question is, can that tuma go around and affect items in the other part of the house?
Right.
Can the tuma get past? It's the exact opposite case. Yeah. Exactly. Here we're told, bein she'esham chalal tefach, bein she'ein sham. Doesn't matter if there is a space of a tefach or not. Habay is tummy. Everything's in the tum. It's going to be tummy. Why is that? Let's think for a minute. If there's a whole tefach in between, then for sure the tuma is going right through the tefach. If it's not, tuma ritzutza.
Right.
It's squash tumah. So now it's able to get past the squash tumah. There's nothing. See, either way, it's not.
That's being a term I missed, right?
About that's right. Remember, we talk about when an ohel, a normal ohel, you have to have a tefach of air blocking it all off, and then it keeps it in its place. But if you don't have a tefach, less than a tefach, it just breaks right through.
Okay.
So it's considered something like that. That's the rule. Well, for an ohel to block, for an ohel to block, it's got to be an air height of tefach. If it's not there, then you're not able to. It just can't get it. Can't get out if it's there. If it's not there, it's less than a tefach. It's like there's no cover at all. Doesn't matter how thick it is, even. So therefore, if it's less than a tefach, it's just going right through the box. If it's a whole tefach, because of this scenario, it just goes around the box.
Right.
If it be in the box, it'll be a different story. If it's in the box, if there's a tefach, it can't get out of the box. If it's less than a tefach, it breaks through the box.
But it only breaks through at the spot. It can't break through all around.
Yeah, but you got now an ohel, though.
Once it breaks through.
Once it gets out and you have an ohel around it now.
Now the whole house is
there. Now the whole, that's what we've always said. Once it breaks out, it now goes into the whole house.
Are we talking about contents inside the box? Yeah.
It depends on every scenario. He's not focusing on the contents in the box, but it would depend on, you know, whatever scenario. He's not picking on that. Now, Hoya Oymed Bavir, now we think a brand new case. The box is not in a house at all, it's out in the open spaces now. In a field.
Right.
And you got this box. For Tuma Basocho, and Tuma's inside it. Okay, but now we're going to add a little wrinkle to this. In the thickness of the box, you got like an inner, I don't know why there's no picture, like an insert, a little inner wall with a little space in between. So imagine,
so like windows. It's like how we have windows.
Imagine
today.
A box in a box, so to speak.
Yeah.
Whatever. And the space inside the box there. Okay. So we're not really dealing with. So now, so the tumasa basola sum inside it. Kalim shiba avio. Kalim that are in the width. So how can kalim be in the width? Meaning to say, like to the one end of the box, there's like another little kind of a wall.
Yeah.
Right. So tahor, so that which was in the thickness is tahor, because they're protected from the wall. Okay, they're not damaged. But if tumah ba'avyo, but if the tumah is in the thickness,
so now
it
ritzutza.
Breaks through. It's tumah ritzutza. Kalim shibasocha to oh no tumasa ba'avyo. Kalim shibasocha toharim. They're tar. Why are they tar? I don't know why now. One second. Why is it tar now?
What does it say here?
Let's take a look. Ba'avyo b'chaldenazov kalim ba'avyo toharim meshehem nitzayim ba'ol. They consider their own ohel. Ve'enza oil besoch oil el oil betzad oil.
Ah, it's a tent beside a tent.
He's considering it a separate place. Okay, but I don't understand why when the tumah is inside of it. Oh well.
Yeah, it can't break through.
Yeah, no. So either way, they're tar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he's saying. He's saying each one is that wall makes it consider like its own.
Domain
within a domain.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. So neither way does it go through at all, because it's considered its own domain. Okay, Zion. Now we get a little picture. First part's easy, second part's a little tricky. Okay, up to now, we've been talking about an ohel, and anything in an ohel, tumah in any part of an ohel, it spreads around. And we said there has to be at least a tefach height for it to spread. Now, if you see in this picture over here, let's look at the middle. Right in the middle, you definitely have a tefach from the ground to the top. What is this dimension called? Trapezoid?
Yeah.
I think it's a trapezoid, yeah. Remember something. Okay, so let's say dead center at the midpoint of the trapezoid is for sure a tefach. From bottom to top is for sure a tefach. It could be 2, 3, 4 tefachim. Mm-hmm. Okay. But now let's look from the top. Let's say the top is 2 tefachim. Okay? Now we're going down the slope. So that's about halfway down the slope.
One tefach.
It becomes a tefach. Now let's go all the way to the little kitty corner in the corner there.
That's not even close.
There's definitely not a tefach anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the question now is, will the tumah that is obviously going to spread, let's say the tumah, the corpse is smack right in the middle there. Right in the middle there.
Okay.
Well, there's definitely a tefach above the corpse. Right?
Uh-huh.
And the tumah will spread there. Question is, will the tumah spread to the area that's not a tefach? Usually a box is square or rectangular, so the space, if you got a tefach here, you got a tefach here, let's say this is the box, you got a tefach all over the place. Here, the trapezoid only has a tefach by part of the height of the trapezoid, but not by the corners. The question is, do the corners still have a status of an all? Maybe the tumah doesn't get into that spot because there isn't a tefach. To which Rambam is basically going to say, once the part of the ohel has a tefach,
and
the whole ohel is one ohel, and it doesn't really matter what's going on over here, at least in terms of what's inside. Kol shibuei ohalim, all slopes of an ohel, ka'olim is considered like the entire ohel. Kate said, that's the example, and that's the picture right here. Ol shushopei aviyored, you have a tent that's sloping down, vechola, and it ends at the bottom where it is, ad ke'etzpa, where the height is only a thumbnail, and it's not wide enough. V'tumabal, now there's tumah somewhere in the ohel, let's say in the middle part of the ohel, and let's say you got kalim right in the corner, will those kalim become tame?
Yes.
Halach is yes. Kalim shetachas hashipua tmeim, the kalim underneath at the bottom of the slope are tame, doesn't matter if they are a tefach or not a tefach. Okay.
So,
one second. Kalim shetachas tmeim. Okay, now that's the tumah tachas hashipua. What if the tumah is right in the corner? We're under, on top of the tumah, there's no tefach, but the rest, the middle has a tefach, then kalim shibol tameim, then any utensils anywhere in there are tameim. So let's take the most extreme case. Let's say the tumah is on one corner, which is under a tefach, and a kalim on the other corner, which is not a tefach either. Still, it's going to be tamei. Why? Because the main oil has a tefach, and it merges all of them. This is the easy part of the halacha. Okay?
When we did this thing, outside. But does
that
this,
was an ohel. That was a whole different case.
But is this tumah here?
The tumah was outside.
Yeah.
So now so the question is, was there an ohel over it?
I'm saying the tumah would extend all the way into the cracks.
And there was a tefach.
I'm saying, right.
Yeah, so the same thing. Exactly. The tumor would go all the way into that corner over there. Saying. Same idea. Yes.
Because the roof is flat at the top. If it was a
because once triangle. Once an ohel has a tefach of height somewhere in the ohel, it's exactly. enough to spread and disperse the tumor yes. throughout the entire ohel. That's the chiddush.
Even if it came to a point, if there was a tefach,
it doesn't matter. That's still a tefach. It doesn't have to be a flat tefach.
Right. No, but at least that's space. It,
this would also be, that's a tent would
yeah,
also work, because from here to here is for sure a tevach.
Yeah.
But the point is, so he could have picked a tent,
yeah.
could have picked a teepee.
That's a more extreme case.
But not really, because still at the top, there's always the tevach. So, but he's only focusing on the corners over there. Okay, now it gets interesting now. Now, what if now hatuma tocha shipua? Let's say the tuma is under the slant. There was, and now there's tuma here, and now you got to add, and the corpse was removed.
Oh.
Now there's a whole different halachas over here now, because now you're dealing with the tent is tame, but the corpse has been removed. Now hanogea bo mitocho. So now let's say somebody now touches the inside of it afterwards. So he's touching an ohel that's tamei. So the guy who touches it, tamei tuma shivu. He will contract a 7-day tuma, even though they remove the corpse, because he's touching that which was the ohel for it, the inside of his tamei. That makes sense. Here's where the chiddush comes in. When even though we said the slope is like it, but not 100%. Okay, what if you touch the slope from the outside after the corpse is removed? Remember, if the corpse is in there, not a problem. Then we know the guy's going to be always tummy shiva. But now, when the corpse is out, so this is tummy, the fact that if it wasn't slanted, we'd say the whole thing's tummy. Now that it's slanted, and it really isn't a tefach, really, touch but it was a chiddush when the mace was in it, it spread through, but now the mace is not there, we're going to be a little bit lenient on that corner over there. So if the guy touches outside, only tummy tumas erev.
Wow.
He's only going to become a tumas erev. Why it's going to be considered, it's a chiddush, that slant is considered like two things. The inside is like the inside ohel, and the outside is like a kli that's touching it. Even though it's one wall, it's going to be like a kli that's touching it. So if the kli touches that, and a person touches the kli, he only gets tuma till night.
But the
so tuma, I understand. Tuma tuma zeh, he only tuma to his erev. Why? Nasa shipua, the slant makes it, meyachar on the other side, ki'ilu kli shalom, it's like a kli that touched the ohel. Even the outside part is still Tamei 7, because that's the Kli that touched it, but the person who touched it, now that would not be normally the case of regular Ohel. But since it's ready at a slant, and really, really, really there isn't a Tefach, but we extend the Ohel to go all the way to the corners, we're only going to do that if the body's still there. Once the body's not there, we treat the slant, the slope, as two distinct entities within the slope, the inside and the outside.
But the bottom of the slope isn't the tefach. The top of the slope is the tefach.
We're talking about the bottom. We're talking about the part that's below the tefach.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about. What if the tuma was on the outside of the slope? On the outside of the slope. And now you remove the mace. Then I know Geabo Meyachrav, Tame Tumashivas. The guy who touched the outside is for sure Tame Tumashiv because it touched.
If the mace was inside.
Was on the outside. The mace touched the outside corner.
Oh, of course.
And it's gone, and now you touch it. The person's Tame 7. But now if you move the corpse out and now you come from the inside and touch the inside, it's going to be the same thing. Tomei tumas erev. You're going to get tumas erev. It's the same thing inside, outside. It's the exact thing, just the opposite in each case.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're treating that slopey part as one side, the part that touched it. The other side is the kli that touched it. What if you got kachatzi chayis? Remember we had the case where the person, there was a half a kazayas in one house, half a kazayas in another, and he holds one and holds another, it's like one kazayas together. Yeah. So what about here? Kachatzi chayis besocho, what do you got? Half a kazayas under the slope of tuma and half a kazayas on top of the slope.
Where is on top?
Right on top, on the bottom corner of the slope. You got a half a kazayas of tuma resting on the slope,
outside,
and you got a
outside
and a half resting underneath, inside. Okay? So now what's going to be over here? So technically on each side is only a chatzi, but on the other hand, with OL, it's really a hole. So on a gap, but since it's by the slope now, Sanogea bo, whoever touches it, bein misocho, bein recho, whichever side, tame tumas erev. It's only a tumas erev.
Wow.
Once it's been removed again.
Yeah.
Tumas erev. But for all that small, but all itself, it's like it's touching itself. Tame tumas shiva. It's a tuma of 7 days. Okay, let's just do one more so we can finish this topic. And it's a Sunday, and it's early, so nobody's that tired. This
Robert, last, just a quick question. How do
that's all Kiddush to the slope. It wouldn't be the same thing with a
river. To my body.
Yeah.
How does a tumma eventually disappear?
You go to the mikvah.
But he wants
no.
The oil inside.
But the oil.
7 days. It's 7 days.
7 days.
So once the mace leaves, 7 days.
7 days.
That's sun, then nobody has to worry.
7 days. Then it's fine.
Okay.
Now, here let's go back to our slope. Slopey. But after the slope, let's say the slope is a tent.
Yeah.
Okay? But then you got extra material. So it goes like this, and then flat for about 2-3 feet. What's the status under that flat part? Everything here is under an ohel. What about this flat part?
Flat's on the ground?
Yeah, you have a curtain.
Right. Yeah.
Azoy. And now it hits the bottom. Taut is taut. And then limp right out of the ground. Extra.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's like a wedding gown.
So haya knaf ha'oil merudof. If the corner, now after the taut part hits the ground, this is taut. But now this part is merudof. It's flat and not taut. Al ha'aretz on the ground. V'tuma tachas knaf ha'ol ha'poris al ha'aretz. Al gabe tav. And now there's tuma either underneath that flat part or on top
of it. That's the ritzutza.
Tuma bokas, vola bokas, and tuma goes up and down. That's a tuma ritzut.
So, in other words,
what was over here is blocked because it's in the tent. It's blocked. So, you might have thought, well, this is an extension of the tent. It's blocked. Now, remember why we're doing this. So, remember over here, even though only over here it's not a tefach, but it's connected to the whole thing. So, you might have thought, well, if this part's got very little connected, well, how about the part over here could be connected? That we say it's not connected. It's totally separate.
Wow.
It's just considered any flat piece of material, and Tumah Ritzutza goes through the whole thing.